The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Texans are considering keeping Romeo Crennel and Jack Easterby around.
Well, that would kind of toss your theory of if they bring in the right guy.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's out the window, gone by.
Man, that would honestly, that would be a full-blown disaster, in my opinion. If you just, because you're just punting on another year, and you're not starting the rebuild. It's nothing about that seems good to me.
Here you gave your fan base hope by getting rid of O'Brien, and this is how you reward them? Apparently, your favorite player, James Harden, prefers the Brooklyn Nets.
That's the request, apparently.
I'm seeing stuff out of Philadelphia saying, oh, the Sixers think they can get him without having to give up Embiid or Simmons.
That means they think they can give the Rockets really bad contracts and still get him.
And all their bad players and get him, yeah.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, you know the number for that. You missed the first 2 hours, some of what you missed. Really sportsy today, but it's a Monday. So we'll mix it up. We'll do a little sports. We'll do a little beer with our buddy Eric Warner. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, how you doing, Fred?
Doing well, man. How's
I'm doing okay, too, Eric.
Hey, Fred's the one who addressed me, so I addressed him back. I was gonna say hi to you, AJ.
Sure you were. Well, how's the Rocky Mountain life?
It's good, man. I last week I took my kid out for a deer hunt, and he got one, so he was pretty excited about that. I got a nice little buck. It wasn't anything that's a wall hanger, but he was excited. So it was a good expedition.
That's good. So you're bringing back some deer jerky or some backstrap something?
Yeah, definitely, man. I've got the meat aging in my garage right now, right at about 40 degrees, a little below. Gonna age it out for about a week, and I think it'll be good, man. We already had some. We had the tenderloins the day of the kill, and they were amazing. I just fried them up in some butter in a hot skillet, you know, like a minute aside, and it was delicious.
Amazing. Well,
oh yeah.
I guess this, you've got, what are you gonna stay up there through Thanksgiving? Is that the deal?
That's right. Yeah, and I'll come back down there. So 2 weeks from today, I should be live in studio.
We'll be looking.
And I, so one of my favorite haunts here is a restaurant called Shanahan's. You can imagine who the owner of that is. But I was talking with the bartenders in there, and I'm like, man, I need to bring back a really gross liquor for my buddies. And she recommended something to me, so I'm going to see if I can get it, and it sounds like it'll fit the bill perfectly.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. So you'll be back. We didn't scare you off after one happy hour.
I'll be back, man. I'll be back. But I'm not going to lie, AJ and Fred, I feel really fortunate on the draw because I think I only got picked twice. So I could see if, like, the cards weren't coming your way, so to speak, or – depending on what you're into, if they were coming your way, bad things could happen.
Well, the last 2 Fridays, I had to chug a sour blue Raz 4 Loco and a Steel Reserve spiked mystery flavor, these giant cans. So it's not a great way to start the week with a belly full of bad booze.
What does Annie do to you when you get home, man, after you've done a couple of those? Is she just say, go to your room? What does she say?
She doesn't do anything. She doesn't care. She's used to me being a lush. You live enough life together, Eric. You know how it goes.
You're learning, AJ. That's what happens after years and years of marriage. It's like you each just go into your own drunken corners, and that's how it works. That's how you ride it out.
Well, let's talk some foosball. Did you watch the Houston? Did you guys get the Texans game up there yesterday, or were you able to avoid it?
Well, I'll tell you, I played it. I played the under because I heard about that win that was going to be happening. So I felt pretty good about that, obviously, by halftime. But no, my son and I were just red zoning it. So obviously, since there was 10-7, we didn't see much.
Yeah, you basically could have seen red zone wouldn't have even been enough to give you all the fantastic highlights from that game. So
I mean, the couple times they flashed to it, it just looked ugly, ugly, ugly. And you know, I tell you this though, I actually, as a Texans fan, would have slightly more hope right now than a Broncos fan, because at least you guys still got Deshaun, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the same, because here's the deal: you've got draft picks if you're a Broncos fan.
That's the mitigating factor. You're right. Like, currently, I think the Texans probably end up the season with more wins, and you got Deshaun going forward, but you're right. The Texans are just so barren when it comes to draft picks that it's ugly. I will say this. Drew Lock is my hero.
Oh, boy.
So I'm looking on the scores. They weren't showing it on Red Zone. And, you know, it was whatever, it was 38-12, and the Broncos were driving, had the ball, I think, on like the 20 of the Raiders. And Miami had already won for me. So guess what my last play to close out a 16 parlay was? It was the under in that game. So when he threw that last pick, I was like doing a jig.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, you know what? Who cares if he's your future quarterback? If he can screw up like that for you and get a bet, all the better.
Yeah, that's
hey,
all
if you can put a couple dimes in my pocket like that, man, you keep doing that, Drew. You be you. But, you know, it's funny. I was driving into Denver. I just got in like an hour ago, and I was listening to it's a non-ESPN station up here. But that's why I love your guys' show so much, because – it's not just all about sports. These guys are droning on for 3 hours about the miserable plight of the Broncos. And you guys will talk about the Texans for, you know, one or two segments. And then, hey, life goes on. Let's talk about other stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, when you have a team that has a draft pick, there's at least something to talk about. With this team, there's no positivity to talk about. There's no upside of making the playoffs. And there's no downside of at least, you know, sucking the worst you can so you can have a good draft pick. There's nothing to be interested about except for who's going to be the next coach, who's going to be the next GM.
That's a sad state. You're right. But, you know,
because you've been on both sides as a Broncos fan. I mean, you're either, you know, hoping for if you're not going to make the playoffs, it's really every team in every sport. If you don't make the playoffs and you've got no chance to win, you hope that the team is awful enough to get as high of a draft pick as possible. That's just that's what you go for. And this season, the Texans they're just in this spot where nothing is good.
Yeah, mediocrity or just sub mediocrity is the worst possible spot to be in. And yeah, if you don't have any draft capital, then it's going to be a long couple years. I think for both our teams, because honestly, I think Fangio is probably going to be done here at the end of the season if they don't really show some improvement. Because the Broncos have regressed significantly in the last two games against the Falcons and now the Raiders. So, you know, unless there's this miracle turnaround, we're on to, you know, the 10th quarterback post Manning and the fourth coach or whatever it is. So it's let's talk about something fun like beer, huh?
Yeah, let's do that. What's in the tanks over at Carbach?
Well, we've got the better than in the tanks. Out in the market, we have the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out mini kegs. So I think we talked about those when I was in studio a month ago. They're out. They're available at a store near you. Approximate price point of $20. So a heck of a deal. You and your friends can get one of those. Trim the tree. Where did that phrase come from anyway? Trim the tree. Why do they call trim the tree? Because you like prune it?
I call it manscaping.
Yeah, I saw that on Pornhub actually.
So. Oh, but yeah, you're sitting around, you know, the wife's drinking her wine and the boys can, you know, bust into a little mini keg if You'll Shoot Your Eye Out and get some holiday cheer going. Because as you just alluded to, Fred, in the previous segment, we need more cheer, man. We need more cheer now.
Yeah, well, and there's no better place to get it than Carbach. And I was thinking about swinging by Specs and grabbing one of those on the way home because somebody told me they had them. So excited about it.
How much beer is in that mini keg? How many ounces?
They're 5 liter. They're little 5 liter mini kegs. So that's like 10 pints.
Oh, so they'll take care of me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friends are have to get their own.
I was trying to, maybe we can have Tyler shotgun one of those. Ooh. For happy hour.
Ooh. That would really test him. That would truly put, I mean, he's shown his mettle, but I think this would, we'd really find out what he's got if we made him do that.
He may die. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be probably borderline irresponsible there, AJ. But you know, we could always if he's game, what the heck? I don't know.
Well, let's try it. Who knows?
If he dies, he dies. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 94.5.
The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Eric Warner's still with us. It's always a good thing. What's the weather like up there, man?
So it's nice now, but this weekend was, so the, all that wind that affected those games yesterday, that was here Friday and Saturday. They were like consistent, like 60 mile an hour winds by our house. I mean, it was you couldn't go outside because you literally just get blown away. Today's gorgeous. Like I think it was almost 70 here in Denver. It's supposed to be that way the rest of the week. How about down there? What's going on down there? I'm sure it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it actually is for once. I mean, it's like it's a little cool in the mornings, but really nice during the day in the 70s. So,
yeah, it's such a great time of year, man. I love November, December, and April, May in Texas. It just doesn't get any better than that. It's perfect. So, Fred, I heard on the Twitch, somebody was commenting on my hair.
Oh, no, just the photo that we have on you on Twitch, it's probably from when we first met you. You're like all clean shaven, and yeah, so they were just saying we need a more recent photo where you look more like, you know, the dude.
I got a little surprise for you guys.
I already know the surprise.
Oh, you cut your hair off, didn't you?
He did.
I did, dude.
Okay. It's
super short.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can hang out with you anymore.
Fred, I got to be honest, man. Two things. It was starting to drive me nuts. Like, speaking of the wind, like, it would blow in my eyes. And even if I had a cap on, like, my hair it's so wild. Like, if I had straight hair, it'd be one thing. But, I wanted to see if I had, like, a bald spot, man. I was really, like, it's been that long. And, my hairstylist, of course, said the right thing and said, "Oh no, you look fine." She didn't, of course, you know, do the back back mirror thing and the double mirror and show me.
Right, right. I appreciate that when they don't do that.
Some lies are good, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, women are going to lie to you anyway. It might as well be a positive.
That's right.
So
that's right.
There's that.
But I do have that surprise for you. So I got a question for you guys. Give me one team each conference who is like, oh boy, look out, rest of the conference, and one team that is like crapping in their pants, like they are in real trouble, and they were looking good like a couple weeks ago.
Well, I keep hearing everyone say the Ravens and the Seahawks are the teams that are crapping their pants. I still think both of those teams are better than people think. The Ravens, they've got to get healthy if they're going to do anything. They have to get healthy on defense because that defense, they're built to run the ball and play defense. And right now they've got too many injuries to be great on defense. So they're asking Lamar to do more than he's probably comfortable doing. The Seahawks aren't good on defense, but I do think they're good enough on offense typically that they're going to be fine. Russ is in this spot where he's turning the ball over too much. I don't know if that keeps happening. So I understand why people are saying that about those teams. I just don't know if they're the teams I would choose necessarily to be, oh my God, concerned about.
What about your beloved Bills?
I think they're fine. I think they're probably a top four team in the AFC. But they're also going to be a roller coaster. They're going to have good days and bad days. They're not great defensively. They don't stop the run really. But they also have an offense that can really put it up on you. And you know, yesterday, I mean, if this team was sitting here at 8-2, I think there'd be some, whoa, look out for these guys.
Yeah.
It's crazy what that one stupid Hail Mary thing that can change the whole outlook of what you are as a team. I still think the Bills are good. I just don't know if there's anybody on the Chiefs level. And I mean, the Chiefs lost to the Browns. So the Chiefs lost to the Raiders.
Yeah.
So they can be beat. They're not invincible. But I can't. I don't know. It just seems like if I had to bet my money on a team to win money line for the rest of the season, it'd be the Chiefs. They look like the team to beat. But if you want like an outside the box team, I think the Colts are better than people think they are. I think the Colts are very, very good defensively. And all they really have to do is make sure Phillip Rivers doesn't screw things up. And lately he's done a good job of that.
Yeah. I'm really intrigued by that, Colts Packers matchup. I mean, because I think the Packers are one of those teams that's a bit fraudulent. Yeah, playoff caliber for sure, but they get way more cred than they deserve, right? So that Raiders Chiefs rematch, I think that's going to tell a lot about what I view as one of the two up and comers, the Raiders or the Dolphins in the AFC, right? If the Raiders can keep that tight or even win, they're probably for real.
Yeah, the Dolphins were going to be my team in the AFC. I've really liked them since late last year when it was obvious they went from being a team that looked like they were trying to tank into a team that was just playing better and better. And I like the idea of Tua because if they can take the next step, adding a guy like that might be able to do it. I still think they're maybe a year or two away, but I like that team a lot. And one interesting stat on the Bills, who I still like, and again, I think if they're 8-2, it looks a lot different today. They're 7-3 in their 10 games. You know what their point differential is?
Plus negative?
No, it's plus 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, wow. I mean, that tells you they've played a lot of really tight games, and we know that. And a lot of times those are 50-50 games, and so far most of them have gone their way, just not yesterday. NFC, it's... I'm not ready to give up on the Seahawks. I think that I still think the Rams are a little bit phony. And you might be right about the Packers. I don't really like the Buccaneers either. I mean, to me, it's probably Saints. But now with Breeze hurt, that changes everything. Yeah.
Breeze has got what? He's cracked ribs and a collapsed lung.
Yeah, and leprosy.
Ouch.
Yeah, and the Seahawks still, I mean, they don't, they're not a big point differential team either because they usually play tight games. But the truth of it is, when you go down the list, the teams that you trust in the playoffs are the teams that have a good coach and a good quarterback. And everything else is kind of like, well, it's nice if you've got it. So when the Seahawks get to the playoffs and they don't have a defense, I'm going to go, well, it'd be nice if they did, but they've got a good coach. They've got a good quarterback.
I think the Seahawks will be fine.
You know, if the Chiefs defense is a roller coaster, but with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, you feel good about those guys. That's the way it works. And that's why come playoff time, am I going to feel good about the Bears? No. Am I going to feel good about the Rams? Probably not. Do I like their defense? Do I like some of the pressure they're getting? Yeah. Do I feel good about their quarterback? No, I don't. That's why I feel like I don't know how I feel about the Steelers. I don't really love their coach, and I don't really love their quarterback. The Colts, I do love their coach. I don't love their quarterback. Titans, I'm not crazy about either. So to me, that's what it comes down to when you know, you start picking who you think's going to actually do something.
Am I crazy, or does it seem to me that Rivers has a lot higher TD to interception ratio this year than he's had the last couple of years?
I don't think he's having to take as many chances because they're not counting on him to win games for them.
Yeah.
You know, he's not having to sling it all over the place. And think about every Chargers game for the last 4 years, and really now included. The Chargers are down by a possession late, and they've got to score a touchdown to win or tie it or something. And they're coming down the field, and, you know, Phillip's trying to make some magic happen and throws it away. It feels like that's the ending of every Chargers game, is Chargers down six, driving to try and win the game. So it's being in a different situation makes a big difference.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And yeah, that team is really well balanced, great defense. I mean, look out for them. I think that, and I think that's another team that is in terms of teams kind of crapping their pants. It's probably the Titans, right?
I don't trust them at all.
No.
Well, they're a Derrick Henry turned ankle away from being the Texans, frankly. So
yeah, for sure. Well, hey guys, there's one other thing GG wanted me to talk to you guys about today. Can we do that?
Yes.
All right, we've got the Burton and Booz Christmas Market on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, so that's November 29th out at Carbach. It's all things Tim Burton. There's a special glass. There's going to be, you know, local vendors out there. Obviously we're going to do it, you know, safely and socially distanced, but come on out for that. And you know, you will have been cooped up with the family for, days on end. It'll be a great chance if, you're sick of football too by then. It's a big football weekend to come on out. You ladies listening, a great chance to come out and buy your man something special for the stocking or under the tree that will have been trimmed with that Yule keg.
All right. Well, when is that? Give the date on that again.
Yeah, it's November 29th. So it's that Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Okay. And of course you can follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you'll see all that stuff there anyway. Are you going to be at that thing?
I will not. I'm flying in on the 30th.
Okay.
I'm literally, AJ, I think I'm coming from the airport straight there to super spread you guys.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. All right, that's Eric Warner, brewmaster at Carbach. We appreciate the time, man. We'll see you in a couple weeks, bud.
Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding. I'm expecting my call from them this week. We're going to set it up, get my new windows put in. And my wife's happy because, you know, they're going to look great. And she customized them. So they're taller on the top, and some of them don't have any frame at all. They're just big picture windows. Like, she got it all figured out, and she's excited about that. I'm excited because they're talking about saving 40% on my energy bills. Come on, bud. 40%. Who's not going to be happy about that? I am. Guys, it's so simple. They're the kind of – they've got in-home or virtual appointments. They'll come out to you if you want. If you're not comfortable with that, they'll do it via Zoom or anything what you want to do. And, guys, they've got hurricane impact windows, this Texas-built windows for Texas weather. And right now you can get 25% off all window packages or $2,000 off complete siding jobs. You want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and a little breaking news. Interesting news. Houston media critic tagged us on this on Twitter from Mark Berman. The Astros have reached an agreement with the ownership of the Sugarland Skeeters to name the Skeeters their AAA affiliate.
Uh-huh.
The Astros will also have an ownership stake in the Skeeters franchise.
Well, well, well. That's nice having your AAA team right down the road, huh?
Yeah, I think that's interesting. And, I mean, they've done such a good job with the Skeeters as an independent. And you know, this year, obviously, was screwed. But having that, I think will make a big difference. It might draw some more people from outside Sugarland to go and see whoever the next big thing is for the Astros. And that's a good thing. So,
and that park is great.
Yeah. If you haven't been out there, it's just such, well, no, hardly anybody was out there this summer, but it's a really nice park and there's so many fun things to do and there's great stuff for the kids and they make it a great experience. And I assume all that will continue. So, I'm going to go thumbs up on this. Good for the Skeeters, good for the Astros. I'm guessing Round Rock is out of play now because they got rid of the Ryans.
I'm guessing so, yeah. Hmm. Or the Ryans had some ownership in – well, the Ryans have ownership in the Express.
Right.
It may be because they parted ways. Maybe they probably said whenever this contract ends – we'll go our separate paths.
And did you see that your buddy Tom Herman was trending today?
I did not.
Apparently he was asked about, there's rumors out there that Urban Meyer's the next guy. They're getting pretty serious, I guess. He was asked about it, and he basically said it's bad for recruiting, was his response to, and talked about it for 3 minutes. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't get the impression he and Meyer parted on the best of terms.
Probably not.
So I'm pretty sure he can't really, he's not going to call him up and say, hey, are you taking my job?
And I don't think Urban Meyer would say, yeah, buddy. Urban Meyer was like basically, he basically was begging for anybody that wants to hire him on television. He's just like, hey, I'm ready to get back into the game. Basically, any football jobs, is there any out there? I'm ready.
Yeah,
maybe Michigan and Texas should just do a coach swap and see if that works. Say, listen, we're not going to pay any buyouts. You're going to go to Texas and coach. You're going to go to Michigan and coach.
A trade.
Yeah, and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but at least we save the buyouts. We're still going to have terribly overpaid coaches.
That's a pretty good idea because, frankly, I mean, I don't even think you'd throw in a recruit on either side.
No.
Because they're pretty much the same guy.
Although Michigan appears to be in worse shape right now.
Yeah.
Texas is losing more than they're supposed to. Michigan is getting their pants pulled down I mean, by everybody. And teams, this is the thing about when you're a team like Michigan or Texas, or let me think of other teams that have had falls from grace in recent years.
Florida fell.
Florida. Tennessee.
Tennessee's the
Tennessee
biggest
Tennessee had a
example.
Big. Nebraska might be the biggest. Yeah. USC is another good one. If you're a team that's been a juggernaut for a long time and you find yourself down, teams, when they can, will humiliate you. Notre Dame, another, they've had ups and downs. Teams are looking for that. Like, if you're a team that, Miami. Oh, Miami. Teams want to dog stomp Miami. Florida State, too.
Yeah.
When you fall from the top, the teams want to kick you while you're down, because how many times do you think, you know, Indiana was on the bad end of a, you know, a ass whooping from Michigan? When they get that chance, oh, baby, they're going to take it. Relish it.
Well, Feinbaum said on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning, he never in his career thought he would call Rutgers a must-win game for Michigan. Harbaugh to keep his job.
And, dude, they're like an eight-point favorite. They don't need to win. They need to cover. They need to dominate Rutgers. And I don't know if they can. Rutgers is so bad. They're so bad on offense.
Did you call 8 points even dominating? I think if you get out of there with less than eight or with 8 points, or
he needs to cover, because he needs to make backers happy. That's what
I'm saying. It needs to be at least two touchdowns.
Worst shape, Michigan or Penn State, who lost to Corn Aggie this week?
Penn State is in better shape, because this hasn't been happening for the last couple of years. Like, they haven't felt like it was falling apart.
0-4 for the first time, I think, in school history.
Pretty ugly.
Yeah. So, just saying, it's Katie's fault.
It might be.
They're 0-4 since she went up there.
I hope she's not, you know, distracting the football players.
No, she's staying home. I mean, in fact, she's actually probably going to come back next semester, because there's no point in being up there when they're doing everything from.
Oh, well,
remotely.
I'm sure they'll give her a discount on tuition.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Mm. But I would just say, if LPS doesn't everything with Meyer ending controversy, I don't care if you're Texas, you have a shot at Urban Meyer, you take Urban Meyer. That's one guy I know can win anywhere.
And it ends in controversy, but it doesn't end in Art Briles controversy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. Is he a turd? Yeah. Does he win? Absolutely. I mean, I still think he's one of the two or three best coaches in all of college football, and he can handle, if you can handle Florida and Ohio State, you can handle Texas. Want to try one phone call?
Yep.
Jason, go. What's up? Jason.
Hello.
Hey.
Go, man.
I'm here.
Hey, you ready? You want to talk to Fred and AJ? Is that what you're waiting
on? Yeah, I do. I was waiting to get on the air.
Okay, let me patch you through.
All right.
Hey, Jason, you're on with Fred and AJ. What's up? Sports.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good to talk to you. Before I get to my real point about the Texans, I wanted to compliment you guys on Friday, man. You really make my day. My boss is a real D-bag, so I can't watch it live. But usually when I get home after I throw back a few, maybe around 11 o'clock at night, I turn you guys on the replay on Twitch and have a good laugh. Of course, my wife thinks I'm retarded, because she's like, you're listening to guys while you're in bed doing shots. I'm like, hey, sometimes it even remotivates me to get back up and I do some more shots.
There you go.
I just want to let you all know that I appreciate y'all. And this is one time that Josh would wish that he was listening, because Josh brought me over. I listened to this podcast. Once y'all hired him as an intern, started watching him and started listening to you guys once he got on the happy hour. So kudos to your intern for bringing somebody over.
All right. Well, that's good news. Glad that Josh brought you on board. Always good to have people listening.
Yeah, man. I mean, you guys are everyday guys you can have a beer with. Now, you know, I used to listen to the other two stations, but I realized that, it's 97.5 is where it's at. I used to intern for the other station, one of them, and all those guys are kind of rude. And you guys, look how you treat your interns, man. I see it. I'm like, hey, this is awesome. The only person that treated me awesome back in the day was Lance. I was worked for him for a little bit. But, man, you guys have a great time. And my son listens to that Friday song now that you guys play, you know.
Gotta get down on Friday. That's right.
Happy hour. So he drives my wife nuts every Friday, making her play that on the way to school. So good job making my day and making my wife miserable. That's what I like to see. I'm like Fred. I kind of kind of dog on my wife every now and then.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you listening, Jason.
But anyway, man, to my point of the Hopkins trade, man, I hate to bring up old news, but after yesterday, I've got this sick feeling in my stomach, and I actually need you guys to clear it up for me because I think it's just because my friends are Titans fans. They try to stick up for O'Brien, and I'm like, let's revisit this. So you walk into Cal McNair's office, and you say, I'm going to trade him because we can't afford him. And it's like, okay, well, you can't afford him. He's got 3 years left on his contract. The new CBA, it's almost impossible to sit out. So we don't have to give in to him. But if you even convince me to do all that, you're going to get more than a second-round pick? Oh, no, I'm not. Okay, so this has to be personal. Oh, yeah, he doesn't practice good. So that brings me to my next point, guys. I don't want to name drop, so I won't, but I have an acquaintance who's a former Texan, won a Super Bowl with the Ravens, is a former retired Texan. I asked him about Bill O'Brien. He said, the guy, if you get him one-on-one in his office or even to go get a beer with him, he's one of the coolest guys you'll know. The problem is, when he gets in front of a team meeting or the whole team or whatever, the way he addresses them and tries to act like a dictator and like, you know, you have to do what I say, and he basically tries to pretend like he's Belichick, but the players see right through him because he doesn't have Belichick's ring. And so hearing all that, it's like, what do you guys think of that? I mean, I can't imagine Cal McNair, and I asked the player about Cal McNair, and he said he's a nice guy too, but he's a businessman, so he doesn't really know football. They kind of trusted the wrong people on Easterby and O'Brien. So kind of hearing that, you know, I don't know. I mean, we're the laughing stock of the NFL today and all the fans. I mean, it was really painful today to see those replays and see those tweets. I mean, what do you guys think about all that?
I mean, we've kind of said the same thing for some time, that's what really separates Bill O'Brien and Bill Belichick is resume. And it's real easy for Bill Belichick to go along being smug and talking down on everyone like they don't know as much as he knows, because he can actually prove it. Like, you know, he's got scoreboard on everybody. Where Bill O'Brien, like, he would just go out there and lose these games in inexplicable fashion and just do bonehead things. And then he'd just try to act like he was smarter than you. And eventually, that only works for so long, you know? You can only BS it for so long.
Yeah, I don't know who's trying to defend the guy. I think by now we know what he was. And I've heard a lot of the same stuff, but I've also kind of, I mean, it's, the bottom line is the guy made one of the worst trades in NFL history, and if it was personal, it's even worse. And he's dead now, and I hope he stays dead. So, Incubri says, same here. Came up with Josh and now listen to you guys at 4 instead of that other show. Well, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
And, you know, we love Josh around here and appreciate the people he's brought in. And hopefully, if you're Blitzers, you've checked out Josh. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
You're listening to The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. I didn't realize this was the last segment until just a couple of minutes ago. So
time flies.
It
when,
does.
Fred, when does time fly?
Time
kind of. Do you remember the...
Time flies when you're a son of a gun. Is that how it goes? No?
No.
No, it's been fun. I mean, you know, considering that we don't really have an NFL team here worth talking about. But you know what? That at least we don't have to talk about that team 24/7 like some people do. So
that is something I'm thankful for.
Yeah, I am
every
too.
Day.
And Thanksgiving's coming, so you should be thankful. We should be thankful for dumbasses too.
Let's give thanks for some dumbasses. Let's start with Florida. Seems like as good a place as any to start. Where a couple of people have been arrested for being a, there, you know, the roadside attractions in Florida, like the alligators,
street hookers,
yeah, all that stuff. Well, these people were having sex on the side of a road. Many drivers observed Amber Gormley, who's 39, and Sean McClellan, who's 30, as they did it on the side of a road in Largo, a city in the Tampa area. Basically, they said this was an open area. It was a location of a busy area where all drivers could see them having intercourse. One motorist said he observed her performing oral sex on him, as well as certain penetrative acts.
It was kind of sexy.
Penetrative acts, huh?
Mm-hmm. They've been charged with lewd and lascivious behavior, which is a felony, and booked into the county jail on $10,000 bond. McClellan got an additional charge of possession of
methamphetamine.
Synthetic marijuana. Oh. Good try. Gormley's rap sheet, that's the gal.
Not wise.
Includes convictions for theft, narcotics possession, obstruction, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of burglary tools, and methamphetamine charges.
And lewd and lascivious behavior.
McClellan was convicted in 2018 on a misdemeanor theft charge for stealing cat litter and peppermint tea from a Walmart.
Maybe just eat the cat.
Or grind up the cat's bones. Well, but then you don't get the peppermint.
Yeah,
you know I mean,
yeah, it doesn't quite work.
Yeah, you gotta have both. Let's talk about ways to get yourself out of trouble. When you are confronted with a burglar, a burglar's in your house now, Fred. You've walked up on him. Like, you go down to get some water in the middle of the night. You're wearing just your underwear.
Do I have my sword, my pepper spray, or my gun?
None of it. Because you just went to get water. You didn't hear anything. You just were like, I'm going to go get a glass of water. Or you've been upstairs watching TV or downstairs watching pornography. And you go up to grab yourself a beer. And you're face-to-face with the burglar. Is there anything he could say that would make you not as mad at him?
No. No, he'd probably be fending off two dogs, though.
Well, this guy picked up a baseball bat. That's what he ended up finding as a weapon. And he was ready to swing it. And then the burglar said, listen, I heard puppies crying. And I'm here on a mission from God. Okay? I'm here.
Oh, God. You know my response to that is, well, time for you to meet him, son.
I'm on a mission from God to save the world. The report later said that he admitted that he was high on meth. And
dumbass.
Police reports say that he was bleeding from his head. However, he told police he hit his head on a door before being arrested. So, and this guy kind of looks like maybe he'd be on a mission from God. It's not totally unfounded, I would say.
But would I be wrong to send him to God then?
Well, just
little secret. Like, I'm not John Wick, but I have stuff hidden all over my house in case somebody breaks in, because I'm paranoid about that now because it's happened.
Okay.
So, depending on what floor it is, it depends on what weapon it is.
Yeah. Let's talk about a man who is now banned from millions of acres of public land. Basically, he's not allowed in any parks, national forests, or anything like that. Lakes, rivers.
Did he masturbate in a lake?
In Colorado.
Oh.
All of Colorado is like national forests, national mountain range, like all these.
Oh, I hope Eric didn't go in that lake.
He's banished from all these places. Yeah, well, he didn't masturbate in the lake.
Oh, okay.
He pooped in it.
Ah!
Yeah.
Which is worse?
Not wise, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. But here's where he got in trouble. He posted it on Instagram.
Oh, what an idiot.
That's not what we do when we have... Like, you don't take video of yourself pooping into a lake.
No, if you have to do it, you do it quickly and get the hell out of there.
Yeah, don't post it on social media. That's kids these days, right?
Oh, knucklehead.
And that's a dumbass report, Fred.
Ugh. That's probably King Dumbass of the Year so far. Putting it on Instagram. Like, I love it when criminals do stuff like that. Like, oh, here's me shooting a rare eagle and put it on Facebook. Like, yeah, maybe not so much. Any last thoughts on this game before we
No, I decided I'm staying away. I'm out because I don't want to have to rely on the Bears tonight.
Yeah, I like I said, small money line on the Bears just because I feel like if they can stop Dalvin Cook, then hopefully. But you know what? The Bears are just so hard to watch. The
Foles is getting worse every game.
Yeah.
And they don't have David Montgomery tonight. I can't. I wanted to, but I can't. And there's no way I'm playing the other side. It doesn't make sense to me.
So it's not enough money to sweat over, but I just wanted to have some rooting interest. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Good job today, Aaron. Really good job, Hoffman. Thought you were on your game for a change.
Hey, thanks.
And that was okay. We'll do it again tomorrow. And what do we got? Buzz Williams coming up next and then late hits. All right.
That is correct.
Get it, man.
All right. Hall of Fame after that.
Hall of Fame after that. Awesome. Okay. Till tomorrow. Stay Rona free, bitches.
On the potty. I wash my hands after I go potty. Yes, I wash my hands after I go potty. You gotta get them clean. I wash my hands after I go potty. Use plenty of soap.
ESPN 97.5.